Hi, my name is William McLeod, and I'm a part of the Sports Administration Leadership Program. And I'm talking about leadership in this assignment. This is my Leadership TED Talking podcast. And I just want to start off by saying that leadership is probably the most important quality you can have, or one of them. And the person that demonstrates this the most for me, or the most that I see for that part, is LeBron James. And I kind of want to use him as an analogy for leadership. There are so many things that he's done off the court, and I know during this podcast, it'll sound like I'm putting an emphasis on the things he's done on the court, but that's just to show you how great he's been at both things. And talking about LeBron James, you have to start off with where he's from, how this started, what he came from, because nobody really understands until they've actually gone through this or experienced it firsthand. Someone close to you, but it's hard to understand. In so many words, that's what I'm trying to say. It's hard to understand what LeBron James talks about when he says, "I'm not supposed to be here. I'm just a kid from Akron, Ohio." Him being being from a single household with his mom, him and his mom growing up poor, growing up not having anything but basketball, a sport, a little round orange ball that goes in a hole, and that one sport changed his entire life and so many others around him. LeBron James, he's from Akron, Ohio. LeBron Ramon James. He was born December 30th to Gloria James. And you always hear Shannon Sharp say things like the GOAT was born, or the Savior was born on these days. And I really get tickled with that. But I've always been a LeBron James fan my entire life. Always been super passionate about sports, and the number one thing I've always seen is LeBron James. His greatness has resonated over almost my entire life. He came into the NBA in 2003, but he was already making noise before that. Some people say he could have been a high draft pick. His sophomore year in high school, he probably would have still been the number one draft pick. But nevertheless, his accomplishments speak for themselves. He's a three-time champion, four-time MVP, back-to-back twice. He's a 16-time All-Star. So 16 times he's been an all-star in 17 years, which is absurd. He just broke the record this year. He's 35 years old, which is unheard of. He just set the record for the most all-NBA first-team appearances with 13. He has three final MVP awards. You know, the list goes on and on. And the main thing that stands out to me for him is the things he's done off the court. And that first thing for me is the family foundation. And the family foundation is where the I Promise School came from, which is what I'm going to get to. But LeBron James Family Foundation, they have a committee of local leaders and educators and parents that came together and help LeBron James start this vision of a school that keeps kids from slipping through the cracks And this school has had a lot of success. And just to talk about what the school wanted to do or what their plans were when they first started, they wanted kids to graduate from the school. And when they graduated from the school, so if they graduated with a 3.0, they would be able to go to college. And LeBron James pledged to send 2,300 kids to school. And this commitment started a $105 million commitment, causing people to commit. And the school started with 240 at-risk kids. And this started out at third and fourth graders, which quickly expanded to 1,000 students. And this was just some of the stuff back in 2015, when they were around about 2,300 students. They have about, I want to say eight. This says 8 to 10,000 students now. But the I Promise School, the I Promise School has a pledge to send kids to school if they keep a 3.0 high. And I just think about how many kids from my area that slipped through the cracks, or couldn't get the necessary things that other people had to succeed. And I know for me, I had my parents who were leaders, and they instilled that in me. And everybody wasn't fortunate enough to have that opportunity. And well, LeBron James, he didn't have anything. He had a single mom, so leadership was something that had to come natural to him. Leading these terrible teams, the NBA Finals year after year, and never batting an eye when he loses, never blaming anyone. That's leadership to me. I remember my college football, my first few college football years. I wasn't used to not being the leader on my football team because I was used to it in high school. And seeing how my quarterback reacted to everything and got all of my teammates fired up, and it was my first time taking a back seat to someone and watching them be the leader. And it really dawned on me that a leader can come in all shapes, forms, sizes, and they can be a leader in all types of forms, because I've seen someone be a leader by not saying a single word. So LeBron, the way LeBron James is a leader is it's up and down. He does it with his actions, he does it with his words. And when I say with actions, I mean like this school. He's invested $35 million into Blaze Pizza, which is one of the fastest growing pizza companies in the country. And also just how consistent LeBron James is. He's been the one, the main focus his entire life, or his entire upbringing, just for this sport. And not once has there ever been any scandal or anything like that. He's always been an advocate for what a picture perfect athlete would be, professional or just as a human being, period. You look at LeBron James and you can say, hey, this is a stand up human being. And sometimes it may get swept under the rug just because he's so great on the court. But I hope we give him his flowers right now while he's here, too, so people can grasp how great he is. The consistency is just, it just takes my head off. It's the principles of it. When you're being a leader, you want to affect everybody around you, and to be able to affect everybody around you on and off the court in the same manner, and to have the same effect, or for people to feel like you're one of the greatest human beings and basketball players, just speaks for itself. His approach is naturally leadership. And when everybody talk about him, they don't talk about his basketball skills on the court. They don't talk about him being 6'9". They don't talk about him being 250 pounds. They talk about him making everyone else better. And to be able to take or to make everybody better around you, that's not even just in sports, that's just businesses, period. Anybody that works on their job, they know that they want everybody around them to feel better, to be better about themselves. I know specifically me, when I'm outside of football, I try to be a charmer, or to make people remember me, because that's all we have is what we leave with people is their image of us. And that's what I try to do. I try to be a leader everywhere I am. I try to leave a piece of myself everywhere. And learning the stuff we did in leadership really helped me see that there are many ways to look at leadership, and I've always looked at it as just being, very loud and strict, and like a, and having a dictatorship type of approach. Just because when I was coming up playing football, that was how leadership was always presented to me. And thank God for Dr. Mullins breaking this down and showing me just the little ways to broaden things and to break down situations, things that a leader would do, or somebody in a leadership position is going to have to do, which is what I will ultimately want to do in my career. So I'm just thankful for the things we're learning about being a leader. And I know this podcast may be a little botched, and I'm a little nervous, but you never realize how nerve-wracking these types of things are until you're actually doing them. And just use a few of these websites, a few of these sources that I use to help me, go over and look at the things that LeBron James were doing, the undefeated.com, businessinsider.com, inc.com, waitingfornextyear.com. Just a few sources that help me get a grasp on how great LeBron James is for his leadership, and continuing this leadership in year 17, and hopefully winning a fourth championship in his 10th NBA Finals trip. And also, last but not least, my last source, ESPN.com. My name is William McLeod. Thank you. This is my first podcast.